This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, May 1st. Happy May Day, everybody. Just so you know, markets in Europe are closed and many in Asia are closed too. So we'll get a better picture of the overall market perspective when those markets open tomorrow. But I'm pretty happy, and you're probably wondering, why am I happy when Supermicro Computer gapped down? Well, before I get to that, I do want to remind you we have a few stocks up 12 to 20% today because the earnings came out. One is Carpenter Technology, CRS. Another is UFP Technologies. That's UFPT as a symbol. And then Powell Industries, POWL. So earnings are still working because that's why those stocks just popped, okay? And obviously they beat. Now, Supermicro also beat, okay? It had a 17.6% earnings surprise. The conundrum with Supermicro why it gapped down is that their latest quarterly revenue only rose 200.8%, okay? Now, only Supermicro and NVIDIA have over 200% sales growth. But, believe it or not, that 200% sales growth or revenue growth was 0.2% below analysts' expectations. So that's why the stock got hit, because there were all these headlines that Supermicro missed on sales. And there's a lot of algorithms out there that trade off headlines. Now, the truth of the matter is, I only have two stocks, again, with 200% sales growth. I think that's awesome. The other thing is Supermicro raised their guidance for the full year and next quarter above analyst estimates. So it's fine, okay? So if you want a water-cooled cloud computing center, you got to use Supermicro. That's what they specialize in. They water-cool the NVIDIA chips, and they run faster. So their business is booming, okay? Now, can they be constrained by chips? Yeah, they are. If they got more chips, they would have more sales and earnings, okay? But this stock is trading at 12 times fiscal 2025 forecasted earnings. So it's a buy. It's a screaming buy, okay? Okay, so the other big news is, of course, we had the FOMC statement. And what the FOMC statement essentially said is they confirmed that there's a lack of progress in bringing down inflation. However, in its best doublespeak, the FOMC statement said the risks to achieving employment inflation goals have, quote-unquote, moved towards better balance over the past year. So that means the Fed's achieving its goal, okay? And that was deemed to be dovish. Furthermore, the Fed also said it's going to slow down its pace of quantitative tightening, which caused Treasury bond yields to decline. So this is a good statement. Now Jerome Powell's out talking now. Hopefully he says the right things, doesn't open mouth, insert foot. But the Fed does want to cut before the election. They usually do. And Europe's going to be cutting next month in June. So I know they would like to join the party. But they'll join the party when they darn well feel up to it. Obviously, the dollar is going to remain strong if Europe's cutting and we're not. And our inflation is owner's equivalent rent. It's housing costs. But there are parts of the market where the housing costs are falling now. Austin, Texas, on rentals and homes. Florida is now soft. There are big companies that were buying up homes and renting them out, okay? And they were obviously operating in boom markets like Florida and Texas. So the fact that some of the boom markets are cooling off is very, very good news, but it just hasn't shown up in the data yet, okay? A couple other things I should mention here. ADP was pretty strong today, 192,000 private payroll jobs. They revised March payroll up. So the job gains were widespread, and so the layoffs that Tesla and other companies are doing are not showing up in the data yet. But there was a disappointing report from the Institute of Supply Management, ISM. They reported that their manufacturing index slipped back into a contraction. It contracted, I think, for 16 straight months, and then finally went up, and now it's back down again. So, their index fell to 49.2, down from 50.3 in March. Anything below 50 signals a contraction. So this is alarming, okay? And the new orders component dropped sharply. A new export orders slipped too. Only 9 of the 16 industries that ISM surveyed reported growth in April. So it just shows that whatever the onshoring and stuff we're trying to do isn't working yet. So this is a bad week for President Biden. Obviously, we have all those student protests. Keenly aware of that. And then, because my daughter goes to Columbia, she's a block away from what was going on. And that's my youngest daughter. And obviously, that doesn't look good on the administration. And the other problem is we're just not growing, and everybody's silent. Now, there might be a peace deal. They're working on a peace deal between Saudi and Israel right now, so we'll see. But it's really tough right now for President Biden. That's why he's all-time low in the polls. So we might get a substitute at the DNC convention in Chicago if these poll numbers stay where they are. So a lot of things are going on out there. Lots of uncertainty. But Treasury bond yields fell, okay, after the FOMC statement. The stocks that are beating are still popping. And so we're fine. And I think you'll see a nice reversal in the market. And I think you'll see that Supermicro will be up sharply tomorrow. So that's it. So in Avalier, I just want to give this quick update. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. So I'll probably talk to you on Friday after the payroll report to see if it's significant. Take care, everybody. Louis Navalier.